1027.
Comedian Eugene Causa says leaning on family and reaching out for professional help after the death of his son helped him process his grief. This October, Hot 1027 is looking at the state of mental health and the lifelines available to anyone who's struggling. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
I've struggled with depression a little bit after my son passed away. He passed in his sleep. It was a caught death.
In 2017, Eugene Causa tragically lost his baby boy, Lefa.
Sure. He was only 6 months old, so there was a lot of guilt associated to it. I didn't know what I could have done differently. I didn't know how much time I could have spent with him before. And so many things that I've still wanted to do. Because with children, you also just don't mourn their loss. You mourn what could have been. And I stayed in that dark hole of regret and blame.
Eventually, he came to an important realization.
And I realized it's not going anywhere, you know. Regret is paying interest for a debt you'll never finish.
And it was time to get professional help.
I seek therapy when I felt like I was hitting a wall. Nothing was working. Not enough videos on YouTube were working. Not enough books were working. Not enough smiles around the house were working. And I saw a therapist.
Eugene's daughter, Butle, was instrumental in getting him out of that dark hole.
My daughter did. She's a liver of life. If she wasn't the person that she was, I don't think I would have made it. She just loves life. And I think just looking at her living after losing a brother and potentially seeing their own father, who was their only caregiver at the time, slipping away, it took a very strong 9-year-old to make it through that time. And she held on and she was just living. She was the constant happiness in my life.
And he was able to shift his perspective.
I choose gratitude every day. I think my thing was switching from looking at life as my adversary instead of my partner in having a good time. So I used to look at life and I would think, why is everything happening to me? But now I look at life and I think, why is everything happening for me? And why shouldn't it?
Eugene knows that mental health is not something we can put on the back burner.
I think it never ends. It's a journey that you embark on from the day you are born until the day that you perish.
If anyone is feeling depressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, you can contact SADAG's 24-hour call centre free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.